Kamir Mohajer was born in Iran in 1976. He says that's where his interest in music began.
My mom is a Persian folk singer, and she's always practiced these folk songs at home. Ever since I was a child, she sang me lullabies.
So he absorbed the sounds of his native land. He also developed an enduring interest in other parts of his culture, including what he calls an obsession with its rich poetic tradition. But he also studied the piano and fell in love with Western classical music. In 1995, his family moved to Canada, and he continued to study Western music, eventually earning a Bachelor of Fine Arts degree from York University in Toronto. He continued to study composition after that with teachers from Juilliard and Stanford. He says that combination of Iranian roots and Western influences forms the basis for his compositions, like the one that will be premiered in Rockford, titled Bliss. He points to a dance theme that is the building block of the first of three short movements.
It's the quintessential Persian dance. It's there in the meters of the poems of the 13th century Persian poets like Rumi and Hafiz, and all the way to the Persian folk music, and especially today in Persian pop music, when you think of the dance, this is the rhythm.
That's the opening of Bliss in a digital version of the orchestral piece created by Mohajer. Mohajer says the second contrasting movement called Poem is based on his reading of those Persian poets. The dance motif then returns to end the work. Despite his studies and determination to compose, Mohajer says he also felt an obligation to pursue something besides music as a career.
I just didn't have the heart, you know, to go and say to my parents that, you know, you've gone through all this trouble bringing us to Canada, and now I'm just going to pursue this profession, which is very, very risky. Unfortunately, or fortunately, you know, I made the decision to go to law school, which put me on a different path and business school.
So in 2007, he joined a company started by one of his brothers called SoundHound. It produces music recognition software on the legal and business side. He's lived and worked in Silicon Valley since, but he never lost his love of music and continued to compose. He says it can be a bit of a juggling act, and the day job is, as he puts it, noisy, but his parallel careers can also be a good thing.
Composition is a solitary exercise, and that can be tough when you have to put so many hours in, because you can go nuts just being in your room by yourself the whole time. We're social beings, we're social animals. So from that perspective, it definitely helps to be in a social environment that's dynamic.
And one where he works with his brother and others who he says are like an extended family. So Mohajer says he's in a good place right now. But while the tech work is satisfying, he's really happy to have his music get out in the world. There's just something special, he says, about what music can do. He cites Beethoven's Symphony No. 8, the piece that will close the Rockford concert, written in Austria 200 years ago.
What he captured was so beautiful that despite many generations and despite the cultural differences and despite not speaking Beethoven's language, you can connect with his emotions and how he felt at the time. That's really powerful. That's probably the most powerful form of communication I can think of.
Mohajer hopes his compositions, written today and in his unique voice, can make that connection with listeners too. I'm Guy Stevens, WNIJ News.